your base or your mobile's a lot louder, or you're just talking quiet.
No, I'm home on the portable in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, roger. Portable in the kitchen. Roger, roger. Well, I'm a mobile. Headed home. Not far, but so far enough.
Where are you coming from?
Duncan. Going home. Went the highway this time. Didn't feel like cutting through the farmlands, up and over mountains, and down through valleys. Just take the highway.
Copy that. I'm in the kitchen. The cat is meowing at me. I have to feed him. I'll be right back.
Yep. Roger, roger. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, so it said less than 1 millimeter of rain on Saturday. That's not bad.
We had 0.51 millimeters of rain. The deck was wet. I didn't sit out there today.
How were you able to measure half a millimeter of rain?
Because that's what my gauge starts to half. Actually, it starts less than half. Starts for cool.
I need to get a rain. Did you get it from, like, Amazon?
Amazon? Yeah. This time I went all out. Got a two screens. One in the living room where I sit, and one in the first radio room upstairs. So it shows me it's got 7 and 1, I think. Shows me wind speed, wind direction. Yeah, wind direction, wind speed, usual inside and outside temperature, then averages. Oh, and it has a barometer. I think it even has moon phase on it.
Was it like $60?
Oh, hell no.
Oh. I think you said you went all out.
Picture Alpha 7 Lima Golf November.
On sale at, I think it was $260. Delivered to the door.
Oh, it was more than that. $260. Is that what you said?
$260.
Yeah, holy man, I see there's one. There's a digital one here that looks pretty nice for like $56.99. $59.99 is another one that looks fine. And then for $19.99, there's a TempPro digital hygrometer, outdoor thermometer, wireless, blah, 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 humidity gauge. But, oh, that's not even a rain gauge. It's like a, oh, yeah. No, why are you showing me that? Okay, yeah, so this is like $60 for one. I don't even see one that's that expensive. And, oh, very good day to go, the 8783. The Radi VP7 weather station, indoor, outdoor. Oh, that's got the whole dealio. Oh, that's like a whole thing. It's got the thing sticking out of it. It's got the three cups spinning around. It's got the rain gauge and the direction thing. And then that other thing that you see at weather stations that looks like a radiator. And a solar panel. Oh, yeah, that, wow, $87 gets you quite a bit. I don't know, 200. I don't even see that here. But, 124 for what looks like the same thing. But I heard Andrew in there. A very good, okay, $99.99. Sorry, I'm just, 915 megahertz. So we were just talking about that. You can be an unlicensed user of the band there, or ISM, I guess, with your 7-in-1 outdoor weather sensor, the EcoWit Whiskey Sierra 69.
The version that I have is Accurite. Accurite. You look that up. Accurite. 7-in-1 or 8-in-1, I don't know. It's got a lot on it. Well, I only ever wanted it for the wind speed and rain, or wind and direction of that wind, so I knew which way to turn my beam, so I wasn't going all over the place.
Yeah, that makes sense. The only Accurate one here is $64.83, and it's just a Oh, yeah, wireless rain gauge with self-emptying rain collector and rainfall history, alerts, and current date and time. 4.1 stars. Yeah, oh, wow, that one's actually, that's actually, like, the best seller. So that's interesting. Wireless rain gauge. Not bad. That's actually, yeah, I could, that's in my price range. I guess it doesn't have the whole dealio with the wind. So that would be what you were talking about there. But, yeah, what did I say, $87 and you can get one of those, it looks like. So, yeah, I'm not too sure. I'm not seeing one for that much money. So I'm hoping you didn't get ripped off.
Are you looking on Amazon?
Yeah, roger, .ca. I mean, I don't know.
Well, tell you what, you send me your email address or your, send me your cell number to my email on QRZ and I'll send you mine back with a picture of it.
Yeah, roger. Okay, yeah, no, I'm following you. But, yeah, that's a bit more than I would be willing. Yeah, so it's got the whole pod thing sticking out, you know, with the cups and then the weather vane, I guess is what it's called.
Yep, little cup, weather vane, the little spinny cups on the top for the wind, the little one down below for the direction, solar panel, humidity sensor, barometer sensor, well, there's a bunch of them, I don't know, I'd have to be in front of it to tell you what's on it. I'd send you a picture, but I usually send pictures through text, so if you want to do your phone number that way, cell phone, I'll send you something. Got to jump out of the car now. Going in the house.
Yeah, okay, roger. Yeah, anyways, interesting. Okay, well, I'll let you do your thing there. Anyways, yeah, you're in for a penny, in for a pound a day. You could just get one for, like, $10 or a weather gauge. But why not get the whole dealio with the, I like this one, the Ratty VP7. This is really quite something. And then what does the Wi-Fi one do? Oh, $150. Oh, interesting. Oh, you have to option it out. And then you can look at it on your phone. Anyways, was that Andrew in there? Oh, maybe I'm hearing things. I thought I heard Lima Golf November. Okay, VA7NRC on the frequency.
NRC, V7COJ, good evening.
Oh, hey, yeah, how's it going?
It's good. I'm in the kitchen waiting for a bun to thaw out a little bit. I'm going to make a kielbasa sausage and sauerkraut, kind of a hot dog thing.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty exciting. I've been meaning to buy some Franks, or Glizzies, as they call them now. Have you heard this? They call them a glizzy.
I don't know. I haven't heard of that. This is just Johnsonville kielbasa sausage.
Yeah, wow, I like this weather station. This is cool. This looks like the one they get. I mean, I don't know, $88 seems like enough. $260, I don't know. Seems like a lot.
Hey, $260 was cheap.
What are you talking about?
7 Dangle Golf.
I'm talking about a sausage kielbasa, and he's talking about an antenna. With sauerkraut, Jay. What do you think of that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Instead of making a kielbasa sausage in a bun with sauerkraut.
Oh, sauerkraut's the way to go. It goes with everything.
Oh, right on. Found a fan of sauerkraut. Yeah, I just bought a jar of it today. It's been a while, and I love it.
And Nikki bought me a jar last week, last Wednesday. It's
It's almost gone. There's barely any left. It's a big, huge jar. I ate it with everything.
Oh, you just put it on everything.
I put it with my hot dogs. I put it with my sandwiches. Sometimes I just eat it on my toast.
It's good right out of the jar.
Oh, absolutely. Throw a little mustard in there.
Yeah, that's yeah, the mustard, that really adds something to it.
Well, wow, you weren't kidding. These things have come down way in price. Oh, there's my 5-in-1 weather station. It's been a while since I've looked online for these things. And the ones I have now are about 2 years old.
That was going to be my question. I was going to say, how long ago on Amazon did you get it? Because, yeah, that can happen. But anyways, I mean, if you got one that works, you know, that's good. I don't know. I might get one and it might not work. Maybe they come down in price because they're all crap now.
I don't know about that. But I did find my model of this one here. I've got a look on the back. It looks identical to the one I have. And it says $366.75. So this one is the 1512 Pro Color Weather Station with rain, wind, temperature, humidity, and weather gear. That's what I have on mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm seeing here there's a couple versions, you know, and they're all on 915 megahertz. You were literally just talking about this on the VertiBeeNet, so it's kind of funny. But, yeah, IoT gateways and all this kind of crap, like, I do not have time for that. So do you have, can it stream to the internet or whatever?
Yeah, I have to set it up, but I'm not interested in hooking up to the system. Yeah, I can log on with my account, and then mine, with all the others around the area, all come into one and give you a wider weather forecast. Frankly, I just didn't give a crap. I only want to know what's happening over top of my house.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, if you don't need that, then it is, but yeah, that $87 one's fine. But it's $150 for the same model that streams it to the internet. That's the only difference. It's like, yeah, for, whatever, 40% more for the internet capability. Or you can get for $10, you could just get, like, a literally just a thing that measures the rain.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So, yeah, I've got the color screen 5-in-1 with the other part that's outside. Yeah, it's Wi-Fi. So I put the batteries I stuck on the outside because the unit is far away. Those batteries were super expensive. Double A's, but they're, those batteries are like $40. They're long-lasting double A's.
$40 for batteries, eh? I think those will come back down in price, too. You can get rechargeable double A's on Amazon for, hold on, I'm literally buying some right now. Let's see here. $21.99 for 12 2400 milliamp hour AA rechargeable batteries for, yeah, $22. If you subscribe and save, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to subscribe. And then every 4 months, you get a delivery of 12 new rechargeable batteries, up to 400 charges per, you know, whatever, recharging 400 times for, you save $2. So it would be, $20. $20 for 12 rechargeable AAs.
Yeah, but the solar panel on the weather gauge itself outside doesn't connect to the batteries. It's nothing to do with the batteries. Internally, there's another power cell. That's what that solar panel's for.
Oh, sorry. I totally misunderstood. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to get the Baofeng radio on Ali, and it just keeps saying it's unavailable from the vendor, like... I don't know. It doesn't seem to last very long. The listings just disappear. Yeah, interesting. I'm trying to find a transparent one. Oh, and I was going to be painting. Now I'm not going to be able to find one. That's great. Okay. Anyway. Wonderful. That's what I get for waiting.
Oops.
Did we lose Alex there earlier?
What day is it tomorrow?
Friday.
Friday.
Next Friday?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, right. Yes. I thought you said next Friday.